Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Wait a minute, I thought you said we were going to be on the Merry Podcast and Kringle Radio and stuff for tracking Santa to recap from last Christmas, Frank.
We are, Crash. What's the problem?
Well, I'm hearing the intro to the Merry Little Podcast, Frank. I think this belongs in the big leagues.
You know, Crash, you're right. Let's fix that right now. There, is that better?
Yeah, it's much better. You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. This is episode number 55, the best one of the whole year, featuring elves and stuff, and me and Santa and Christmas Eve from last Christmas. Let's fire this baby up. How'd it do, Frank?
You're a real pro, Crash.
You should really be more excited about this, Frank. It's Santa. It's the big show. It comes only once a year. Where's that announcer dude, anyway?
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the 55th episode of the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, head Santa tracker at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. In this special edition of the Merry Podcast, I share the hosting duties with Jayish, Mary Carey, and E. Zander of the Merry Forums as we recap for you Santa's wild ride of 2015.
Santa Claus. We decked the halls and bounced off all the walls. Yell, Comet, Cupid, Donna, Vixen, Christmas time just needed some fixing. Last night I went out with Santa Claus.
Go get it, boys!
This episode of the Merry Podcast is dedicated for a very special purpose, and that's to recap Santa's ride of last Christmas. If you joined us last December the 23rd on Kringle Radio, you heard more than 50 hours of radio broadcasting that featured not only the best music of the season, but also breaking news of Santa and the North Pole as Santa made his way around the world. Tracking Santa and the explaining of elf life, how the North Pole works, and where all the traditions of Christmas come from was how we got our start more than a quarter century ago. That continues today with this merry effort that takes nearly 2 days to broadcast and the work of literally dozens of elves to pull off. The story of Santa and the North Pole is told on our sister site, SantaUpdate.com, every year. Nearly every year, there's a story behind Santa's Christmas effort, and 2015 was no different. It will all go down in history as the year the reindeer went missing.
Joining me now from somewhere on a mission to find the reindeer is our eye in the sky reporter elf, Crash Murphy. Crash, where are you?
Hi, Frank. We're high in the mountains of northern Finland. With me here is Elf Victor and Elf Vernon, who was our pilot today. It's a snowy nightmare out here today, Frank.
Have you seen any of Santa's reindeer there, Crash?
Negative, Frank, but we're just getting started. They could be anywhere, even scattered all over the world. We just don't know.
Why don't you just ask Santa where they are?
He says he doesn't know where they are, Frank, but then again, he told us not to worry about them.
So does Santa know you're out there looking for reindeer?
No. He thinks we're out golfing.
The North Pole News Department was not only on the job early, they worked harder than ever last year to get the news out to folks who really wanted it. In this October report, Frank and Crash described a new effort to get out the news by text.
Santa has asked that we do a better job of communicating with people by text, and he knows of no better way to do that than to text from wherever he is on Christmas Eve. So he has asked Elf Crash Murphy to send out those texts direct from his sleigh as he follows Santa around the world on Christmas Eve. Joining me now to talk about that is Elf Crash Murphy himself. Crash, you seem to be getting more and more responsibility each Christmas Eve.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, this assignment has me a little nervous, though. It's a big responsibility.
Why, Crash? You know how to do it. You text me all the time.
Well, that's not it, Frank. I just don't know how I'm going to send all those texts out with my mittens on.
You wear mittens when you follow Santa on Christmas Eve?
Well, it's colder than Frosty's carrot out there, Frank. Sending texts is going to be harder than you think.
Well, Crash, you've got about 6 weeks to figure that all out.
The reason SantaUpdate.com posts the news of Santa, besides just tracking Santa, is because kids have questions. They love the details of life at the North Pole, the elves, and especially anything having to do with reindeer. By mid-November, the missing reindeer story had turned into a full-blown crisis. In fact, the mystery only deepened.
Another week has gone by, and there has not been one sign of Santa's reindeer here at the North Pole. Joining me now from Santa's stables, where the reindeer usually reside, is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what do you see down there?
Hi, Frank. I see nothing here. There's no Rudolph, no Blitzen. There's not even a hair from Comet's beard left behind here.
Comet has a beard, Crash?
Well, of course Comet has a beard, Frank. Everybody knows that.
Well, I didn't know that. Does Vixen have a beard, too?
Don't be silly, Frank. Vixen's a girl. Everybody knows that, too. What's going on, Frank? Did someone sprinkle a little dumb egg in your eggnog today?
No, this is good information, Crash. How's Elf Victor doing? He's got to be going a little crazy.
Well, Frank, Victor's not here. He seems to be missing, too.
Well, geez, Crash, who's minding the barn down there?
Kids around the world grew concerned and flooded the North Pole with letters suggesting ideas on how to find the reindeer. It was still a good 2 weeks until Thanksgiving, and the children of the world were fully locked on SantaUpdate.com and the mystery of the missing reindeer at the North Pole. One second-grade class from Oklahoma sent in letters and their theories of where the reindeer might be. One reader suggested a worldwide effort using the Red Cross to find the reindeer, and another reader suggested military involvement.
Via the website early this morning, a question came in from Melissa somewhere in Washington State in the USA. She wants to know, where are Santa's reindeer and why has nobody called in the military for a search party? Here to answer that question is Elf Crash Murphy.
Hi, Frank. I don't think that Santa would ever use the military to look for reindeer. The military has better things to do with their time, like protecting people, Frank.
Doesn't Santa take a dim view on military search operations, Crash?
Oh, you mean those guys from NORAD that pretend to track Santa every year?
Well, I wasn't going to call them out, but now that you bring them up...
I know, Frank. Those guys couldn't track Santa flying out of a paper bag, so how can anyone expect them to find reindeer?
Well, yeah, but should Santa get help finding the reindeer? I think that's what Melissa is asking.
I don't know, Frank. I don't think that Santa thinks they're lost. Every time I talk to him about it, he's got a twinkle in his eye.
Thanksgiving came and went, and the traditional date for the annual reindeer games came and went, too. And that meant a change in the traditional calendar.
Joining me to discuss the reindeer once again is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what does the loss of the reindeer games mean?
Hi, Frank. Well, it means there won't be much to bet on with sugar cookies in the North Pole cafeteria, Frank. It'll make lunchtime kind of boring the next few weeks.
Will it put the reindeer behind in their training?
I don't think so, Frank. Maybe some of Santa's new reindeer are affected, but those who've done this for years could just do it with their eyes closed.
The reindeer remained at large all through the month of December. And as the hours inched closer to Santa's scheduled launch, the news of any kind of flight went from bad to worse.
We are receiving word that flight engineers are doubting Santa's ability to launch the sleigh, even if the reindeer are back, due to the bad weather forecast for the North Pole. Here to explain is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what do you know?
Hi, Frank. I know these boys in flight control are really, really concerned now about this storm. They're saying that no one can survive out there and what's coming. Even if the reindeer come back, they're going to have to advise Santa to launch earlier or not launch at all.
You mean... they would actually delay Christmas?
It could come to that, yes.
For how long?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the end of March?
Wow.
With tensions running high, email, letters, and faxes to the North Pole poured in at a furious pace. As Christmas Eve dawned in the far corners of the world, a nervous Kringle Radio broadcast crew took to the airwaves to report on a flight they were not sure was ever going to leave the ground.
Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. This is El Barba Wawa reporting for Quingo Radio at the North Pole Broadcast Center in Sydney, Australia. It is nearly Christmas Eve here in Australia, and like the rest of the world, folks in Australia are concerned about Santa's ability to deliver this year since the reindeer are missing. Joining me now from the Australian State Department is Ambassador Clement Gowey. Mr. Gowey, what is the Australian government's official position concerning the crisis at the North Pole in Christmas this year?
We fully support Santa Claus and have faith he will deliver as he usually does.
But how can you say that? Australia is one of the first stops on Santa's flight. In less than 24 hours, Australian kids will be headed to bed, expecting Santa to have been there before they wake again. What if he doesn't come?
We think he will make it. In talking with a representative from the North Pole and with officials from other countries, we have faith that Christmas will happen as planned.
And that's the latest in Australia as folks hold out hope that Santa will find the reindeer and be on time to deliver in less than 24 hours in this part of the world.
The continued absence of reindeer created other issues that a lot of people never think about. One of the big items to prepare for are the sleigh bells on Santa's sleigh. And without reindeer there to fit the bells, well, someone had to step up in their place.
Joining me now to explain is reporter Crash Murphy. Crash, how are you doing?
It's humiliating, Frank. I've reached a low point in my North Pole career.
Why, Crash? What are you doing?
Well, I'm standing in for Vixen, Frank.
You are? That's terrific, Crash. How does that feel?
It feels terrible, Frank. All the guys are whistling at me and winking all the time. It's awful. The things I do for Santa.
Did they make you wear that big bow that Vixen always wears?
Yes, Frank, they did, and I'm calling my union rep right now.
Even at the North Pole, as the hours to Santa's launch dwindled away, little doubts crept into the workforce there, and folks just had a hard time feeling that it was even Christmas without the reindeer around. In this report, Alfred Stocking talks to the director of the North Pole Christmas party.
It's 1 p.m. in the afternoon here in Rome, and we're still more than 10 hours away from Christmas Eve here. But up at the North Pole, things are hopping. And I'm told elves there are placing sugar cookie bets in the lunchroom, as they traditionally do. Joining me now is elf Hank Beetle. Hank, how does the betting look so far?
It looks like a glue factory horse race, Red. All the bets are going against Santa at this hour.
But why, Hank?
Well, a lack of reindeer puts a little damper on Santa's chances, it appears. Elves just don't think Santa will get his sleigh off the ground if there aren't reindeer to pull it.
But the elves continue to work in the workshop?
That's true, Red. So there has to be a little belief in there somewhere in Santa.
As we've learned in our years of tracking Santa, conditions can rapidly change at the North Pole. Within hours, strange things started to take place in the skies over Canada first, and then over the skies of the North Pole, as we learned from this very urgent report.
Air defenses at the North Pole are on high alert at this moment, as that giant mass spotted on radar in the past hour now appears to be targeting the North Pole. Joining me now is famed sleigh test pilot, Elf Vernon. Vernon, is the North Pole under attack?
Hello, Holly. We can't tell. Without reindeer to run recon missions, we cannot positively identify what this thing is.
Oh my. So does that mean the North Pole is preparing for attack?
Well, kind of, in a way. There are alarms going off and a secret army of elves, led by Elf Agent X, appears to be taking up positions out behind the sleigh barn.
That sure sounds like the North Pole is preparing for some kind of invasion, Vern.
Well, they don't want me to characterize it that way, Holly. We're sure it's just all a big misunderstanding.
Okay, Vern. Whatever you say.
The audience in Kringle Radio was growing by the moment as the tension continued to rise. With Christmas hanging in the balance, kids everywhere wanted to know what next in this crazy year of no reindeer. Finally, after hours of suspense, the news everyone was waiting for finally arrived.
Mitch, tell us what you see.
Thanks, Frank. Troops are deployed here in the frosty wonderland of the North Pole. As alarms are sounding, I have an incoming barrage of... Wait a minute. You can see it better now. There's a giant gust of wind. What's that that I hear? It's cheering, Frank. And sleigh bells. And holy mother Rudolph, it's reindeer, Frank. Thousands and thousands of reindeer spotted clearly in the skies above the North Pole. They're back, Frank.
Mitch, is Santa anywhere around there?
I see him now, Frank. He's with Elf Victor. They are organizing the landing. Barn doors have swung wide open and handlers are preparing for a mass invasion of reindeer here at the North Pole. I suppose we'll see reindeer medical team setting up tents to evaluate their condition. Others will bring in feed and yet other elves will deploy the feed that all was made in reindeer readiness so that Santa can launch on time some 18 hours from now.
This is an amazing turn of events, Mitch. For months and months there has been nothing but constant worry about the reindeer. It appears those concerns are now completely gone, absolutely evaporated.
That's right, Frank. Get your pets into the sugar cookie pool right now.
For as great as that news was, there were new worries to occupy the minds of Santa trackers around the world. With the reindeer problem resolved, there was still the problem of a monster storm bearing down on the North Pole and how that might affect Santa's launch that was now just hours away.
Joining me now with an update is Elf Seymour Snow of the Weather Department at the North Pole.
Hi, Marv. Yes, indeed, the weather is frightful at the North Pole.
What does that mean for Santa?
Well, it means a lot more snow. It's starting to fall lightly right now, and we'll see about 36 inches of snow between now and when Santa launches.
Oh my, that's a bunch.
Well, not really, Barb. The real snow won't arrive until tonight, maybe right around lunchtime.
How much are you expecting?
Oh, about 26 feet. High winds near 100 miles an hour. It's going to be terrible.
Well, that sounds bad. What does that mean for Santa and the reindeer and the launch of Santa's sleigh?
I don't know, Barb. I'm just a weatherman. You'd have to ask the sleigh boys in the tracking center.
As flight analysts and military experts alike worried with world leaders about Santa's ability to get off the ground, the children of the world had other issues on their minds. In this report, we learned just what they were thinking as they wrote letters to the North Pole.
I've just learned that over the next several hours leading up to Santa's launch, we'll get a chance to meet the reindeer that pull Santa's sleigh and learn a little bit more about them.
That's great, Crash. How did this happen?
Well, it was Elf Hugo's idea over there at the North Pole post office. He says the kids have just been peppering him with questions about the reindeer, and he asked Santa, and Santa said it was a good idea that we tell the kids about each of the reindeer.
Well, that's outstanding, Crash. How do we do this? Will you be interviewing them?
Well, not exactly, Frank. Reindeer are a little shy and don't speak very loudly. You just have to wait and see, I guess.
Keep your radio dialed right here, folks. You're about to meet the reindeer up close and personal.
Meanwhile, life at the North Pole continued at a frenzied pace. The workshop continued to work away, and the wrapping department, well, things were crazy there, too.
Time now for an update of developments at the North Pole, and joining me is the head of the wrapping department at the North Pole, Elf Wally. Wally, are you as busy now as you were last year?
Hi, Red. Yes, we're very, 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 very busy wrapping things up. We're going as fast as we possibly can.
Now, you're the last department before things get loaded on the sleigh, correct?
That's right. It goes right out our door and into Santa's sack right on the sleigh, Red.
Well, how full is the sleigh right now, Wally?
I don't know, Red. You'd have to ask the sleigh guys. We're just chucking stuff out the door as soon as we wrap it, and I sure hope someone is there to catch it. We don't have time to stop and smell the mistletoe. Know what I mean?
I know what you mean there, Wally. Good luck wrapping things up there in the wrapping department.
With it being so busy at the North Pole, some things, like the North Pole Christmas party, would just have to wait.
Joining me now is the party master at the North Pole, the man in charge of the North Pole Christmas Eve party, Elf Hank Beadle. Hank, are you going to tell dumb jokes again this year?
No, but I am directing a theatrical performance all about puns.
Really?
Yeah, it's a play on words.
Okay, you can stop now, Hank. When does the North Pole Christmas Eve party begin?
Officially, it doesn't begin until the lights go out in Santa's workshop.
Oh, my. Any idea when that will be?
I won't even ask them until after Santa launches. They frequently work well past launch time.
Really?
Yes, it's a working launch.
Got me again, Hank.
With hours and hours to go yet, Santa's sleigh was sent on a test flight, an annual tradition every Christmas Eve at the North Pole. But because the reindeer had been missing all season, this final test flight was actually the first test flight, and things went just a little wrong. For a while, it appeared that the sleigh had actually crashed. But then we got this report.
Joining me now from that flight is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, can you tell us what happened?
Hi, Rusty. Yeah, it was all a joke, a prank played on me by Elf Vernon and the reindeer.
What did they do, Crash?
Well, suddenly, without warning, they inverted the sleigh, and I found myself staring at the ground in a 4G negative dive going about 14,000 miles an hour.
Wow! Did that hurt?
Well, but I lost a bag of Cheetos, Rusty. They fell out somewhere over Mongolia. I'm really bummed about that.
These hours before the launch are important in not only sharing news of the North Pole, but explaining to the believers how Santa's flight works, including this report that attempted to explain time zones.
So it's daylight and about 2 p.m. in Mexico City right now. What time is it in, say, Africa right now?
It is midnight and they are just heading into early Christmas Eve morning there.
Okay, and what about in New Zealand right now?
It is about 11 o'clock in the morning there on Christmas Eve day.
Okay, so if Santa launches in 10 hours, what time will it be in New Zealand when Santa takes off?
It will be 9 p.m. there and kids will be just heading to bed there.
Okay, DJ, clear as mud. Thanks for that report.
As the hours passed, the news of the weather and the sleigh combined to make for scary news. In this report, Elf Crash Murphy describes landing the test flight of Santa's sleigh at the North Pole and how weather can affect a sleigh.
Joining me on the line to talk a little bit more about that test flight of Santa's sleigh is Elf Crash Murphy. Yo, Crash! I hear you had a bit of a rough landing tonight.
Indeed we did, Red, but how did you hear about that? I thought that was classified.
Well, Vern just told the whole world about it on the radio a little bit ago, Crash.
Well, okay, if he did that, I'll just add that he scared the living daylights out of me.
He did? You mean when he landed on his side at about 400 miles an hour?
No, when he cried for his mommy, Red. We couldn't see a thing out there. Snow was blowing so hard it dented my thermos. Total whiteout conditions out there. I'd never been in a storm like that in all my life. We were both crying for Mama.
And you're going out in the weather again when Santa launches.
You bet I am.
Wow. Incredible bravery this Christmas Eve on display from the flight team at the North Pole.
It was getting closer and closer to Santa's launch. The weather was getting worse. And the work in the workshop seemed to grow further and further behind, as we learned from this live report.
How are things there in the workshop, Grumbles?
It's out of control, Holly. We're all going as fast as we can. I just hope nobody gets hurt. Dagnabbit, I did it again.
How long before the workshop is finished there, Grumbles?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Bernard, but he's busy over there braiding Barbie's hair. He's making a fine mess of it, too. I hope some kids don't mind toys that are a little messed up this year.
I'll let you get back to work, Grumbles. It looks like the pressure is still on in Santa's workshop.
Even though the drama was again building, Frank and Crash kept the information coming about the reindeer. Here is one memorable report.
Joining me now to talk about another reindeer is Elf Crash Murphy, who I am told is in the reindeer barn.
Yeah, keep it down, Frank. The reindeer is still taking a nap.
Okay, Crash, but if you're there, won't you wake them up?
I will try not to, but someone told me Blitzen was awake and I was checking to see if I can get him to talk to you.
Seriously, Crash? I thought reindeer didn't talk.
Well, Blitzen's been taking English lessons. He's a very, very smart reindeer. Santa says he wants to be a lawyer one day, and learning English is the first step in that process. Come here, Blitzen. Say hello to Frank.
What was that, Crash?
That was hello.
Sounds like Blitzen needs more practice. How long has he been taking lessons?
80 years.
Well, I guess we'll be seeing Blitzen on Santa's team for years to come, Crash.
After hours of waiting, the time was finally here for Santa to get going. This was the report filed as the sleigh launched from the North Pole.
Thanks, Frank. In all my years of covering Santa's launch, I've never seen the weather as bad as it is tonight. The wind is gusting at more than 100 miles per hour. It is very, very dangerous for people to be outside. In fact, Santa has allowed only essential personnel on the ground in the past several hours, and there are no spectators outside for this launch in any way whatsoever. Most of the North Pole are watching via posted monitors, a very unusual condition for Santa's launch. The sleigh, however, is sparkling. There are lights on it, front to back. The reindeer are steady, standing at the ready, their heads bowed in deep concentration. Santa is climbing into the sleigh now. He's putting on goggles. That's a little unusual to see. Rudolph's nose is now burning brightly. The intensity of it is greater than I have ever seen, and let's see if we can hear it. Santa's going to command the reindeers now. The sleigh is moving now, Frank. No vertical liftoff this year. The winds just make it too dangerous. It's quickly picking up speed now, and We have liftoff, Frank. The sleigh is in the air, circling. It's difficult to look up into the blowing snow, and there she goes, off like a shot from a cannon. Santa's sleigh cuts like a knife through the falling snow and is rocketing into the atmosphere. Santa has launched, Frank. I repeat, Santa has launched from the North Pole, and Operation Merry Christmas is now in delivery phase. Back to you, Frank.
For hours and hours, the reports had spoken with great concern of being able to get Santa off the ground and away from the North Pole. But now that he had actually accomplished it, a new realization was announced. Listen to this conversation from a report right after launch.
Joining me now for an exclusive from the North Pole is Elf Mitch, who called Santa's launch just a short time ago. Mitch, how's the weather there?
It's terrible, Red, and getting worse. In fact, that's the problem. The North Pole is in the midst of a historic winter storm, the likes of which it rarely ever sees. In fact, just minutes ago, Santa took the unusual step of sealing off the North Pole.
Well, what does that mean, Mitch?
It means all personnel are pulled in from ground levels and that the North Pole is essentially sealed off from the rest of the world for some time. Nobody goes in and nobody goes out.
How long does that stay in place, Mitch?
Hard to say, Red, but it could be weeks.
Well, that would mean that Santa wouldn't be home for Christmas.
That's right.
With the weather locking down the North Pole, Santa's outpost at the South Pole suddenly became a base of operation for sleighs and reindeer that would fly in support of Santa throughout his long Christmas flight.
Joining me now from the South Pole is spotter Elf Sid, who we spoke with earlier on this broadcast. Sid, what do you see going on down there?
Yeah, Rusty, do me a favor, will you? Call the North Pole and tell them to stop sending all these sleighs. Nellie is just driving me nuts with all this barking.
Well, what's happening there, Sid? Last time you said the tracking center was setting up camp there.
Oh, there's a lot more now, Rusty. Reindeer folks have set up tents and corrals outside, and there are hundreds, and I mean hundreds of sleighs now coming and going. Everywhere Nellie turns, she sees another sleigh, and she barks and barks and barks.
Well, that's going to be one tired pup by the time Santa's done going around the world, won't she?
I'm worn out right now.
Thanks for that report from the South Pole, where it appears Santa has moved many of the operations chased out by snow at the North Pole.
Not long after Santa launched, Elf Crash Murphy reported shocking and historic news to the listeners around the world.
So you're saying the first deliveries of Operation Merry Christmas 2015 is to the International Space Station, Crash?
That's what I'm saying, Frank. The reindeer and the sleigh are suspended at the very top of the upper atmosphere, the air being very thin and cold here. I have to breathe through a mask here, Frank, and there he goes, launching from the sleigh by the way of a jetpack strapped to his back. He's traveling very fast.
Well, how does he deliver, Crash? It's not like the International Space Station has a chimney.
Nope. There he is now approaching the space station, and look at that, Frank. They just opened up a little hatch door, and Santa just slipped stuff inside of it. And he's on his way back to the sleigh now. Simple as that.
Another historic first in reporting Santa in flight, Crash. Outstanding work. You should get a Murrow Award for that report.
It took Santa a few hours to deliver to the International Space Station. Some folks worried whether or not it meant that Santa would be late for other parts of the world. But with this report from Samoa, it was apparent that Santa was right on time and in good shape.
We watched him come in very fast and low to the east of the island.
Have there been any reports of any stops by Santa, any deliveries?
Yes, I just got a text from a man I met yesterday on the beach. He indicated that Santa has been to his home already and brought many nice things for his two little girls.
Ooh, that's wonderful, Leslie. Thank you for the good news. Breaking news from Samoa, folks. Santa has delivered. Mark them off on your...
Of all the reports broadcast on Kringle Radio, none are more popular than the eyewitness reports shared from people around the world. One of the first to come in came from a sailor on a ship at sea.
Mr. McHenry, have you seen Santa at sea?
Well, not really sure. We just saw a flash real low over the water, kind of like a shooting star, but sideways.
Well, how do you know it wasn't a jet or a speedboat or something?
He was above the water, so it wasn't a boat, but it went whizzing by, so none of us got a good look at it, but we think we heard bells.
You think?
Yes, very fast bells. They was heading...
While Santa continued to streak across the world, the efforts at the North Pole to ensure he could return continued. Here's a report from Elf Mitch, describing the great lengths that they were going to in what they came to call Operation Save Santa.
What's going on there, Mitch?
Hello, Holly. Crews at the North Pole are going to work on the very space where Santa launched just hours ago. They have set explosives in an effort to clear out some of the epic amount of snow.
Explosives? What's going on? Why are they doing this?
They are working on a surprise for Santa and Mrs. Claus. They are attempting to clear a landing spot for Santa after his worldwide deliveries today. Hang on. They've asked us to cover our ears now. Oh my. Snow is rising high in the sky like a fountain bursting, Holly, but it's coming right back down again. This is not working.
So you're saying if they can't do this, Santa can't return back to the North Pole?
Yes, that's what Operation Save Santa is all about. We want Santa and all of those elves who went with him to the South Pole to be able to somehow come home for Christmas.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Tell them to keep up the good work, Mitch. We're pulling for you.
Of course, the worldwide news of Operation Save Santa had to be kept from Santa somehow. After all, the whole purpose of Kringle Radio is to give Santa something to listen to as he delivers. In this memorable report, Elf Crash explains how information from Operation Save Santa was kept from Santa.
Crash, is Santa listening to Kringle Radio?
Well, when he's piloting the sleigh, he'll listen in a little bit, and he enjoys it very much.
Some folks here were worried Santa might hear about Operation Save Santa through Kringle Radio.
Well, we have a little system set up, Frank. When I know you guys are going to talk about it, I kind of pull the plug so Santa can't hear it. It's working out pretty well.
So Santa doesn't know what those elves are up to at the North Pole, then?
Oh, no. He'd be madder than a cat in the shower, Frank. There's no way I'm going to let him know about that.
You're great at Christmas surprises, Crash. You should be an elf or something.
Santa continued on his merry way, of course, staying focused on the task at hand. But it wasn't but a short time later when a new incident was hinted at over the skies of North Korea.
But something's up as we hear again from our man chasing Santa in the sleigh, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what is happening now?
Hi, Frank. We're heading north and we're picking up speed. But the oddest thing is we were just met by a supply sleigh that has brought us a massive load of candy canes.
Candy canes? Why would Santa need loads and loads of candy canes, Crash?
Well, that's not even the half of it, Frank. We've been joined by a whole squadron of elite reindeer pulling sleighs driven by elves dressed in black. Every one of those sleighs is loaded to the hilt with candy canes.
Well, what's this all about, Crash?
I'll just say two words, Frank. North flippin' Korea, Frank.
Well, that's three words, Crash, but say no more. We think we get your drift. Stand by for more breaking news, folks. It's about to get interesting in the skies.
North Korea is always a problematic delivery for Santa, and this year was no exception. We had an eyewitness report of what transpired just a few short hours later.
Joining me now from the border between North and South Korea is Elf Raleigh, a Santa spotter parked there for just this very moment. Raleigh, tell me, do you see Santa in the skies there?
Well, not yet, Red, but wait a minute. Here comes fire. Flashes of light. My goodness, there he is, streaking across the sky. There's one, no five. My goodness, there are dozens of sleighs now all over the skies. They're dropping something from the sleighs that look like giant bombs. Wait, that can't be right. Oh, they're exploding in the air now. Full of a bazillion tiny pieces of something. It's raining to the ground with those things now, all over the place.
Well, what are they, Raleigh? Can you tell?
They're candy canes, Red. Jolly red and white candy canes. Not those big ones, but those little ones. You know, the kind you get from the dentist because they don't want you to rot your teeth out.
Yes, I'm familiar with them. What are the North Koreans doing now?
They stopped shooting, Red. They're picking up the candy canes, scooping them up like snow off the ground. And there he is. I see Santa now. He's dropping more candy canes right on top of them. I can hear them hitting the metal helmets of the North Koreans as Santa passes by.
Well, there we have it, kids. Santa has once again successfully delivered to North...
Santa continued to plow his way through country after country. It was while Santa was over Israel that we learned this little tidbit about the rigors of sleigh flight.
Crash, where is Santa now?
We're over Jerusalem at this moment, Frank, and it appears Santa's slowing down just a little bit.
Is he stopping to take a breather?
Well, I sure hope so, Frank. I have a serious case of sleigh bud, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you're saying, Crash. What do you mean?
I'm saying my stocking is full, Frank. I need to visit the little elves' room.
Say no more, Crash. We'll let you, go.
No matter where Santa goes in the world, the North Pole Tracking Department receives reports of Santa's activities. It is just a fact of life, however, that some reports are just false when they come through on Kringle Radio.
On the phone with me now is eyewitness Harvey Foster.
Harvey Foster, that's right.
Who has sighted Santa flying over Boston in broad daylight. Mr. Foster, did you see the sleigh clearly?
He wasn't in a sleigh, Holly. He was in a helicopter.
A helicopter? Are you sure it was Santa? Did you get a good look at him?
Well, I didn't see his face because he was wearing headphones and talking into a microphone. That's how I know it was Santa. I know he broadcast on Kringle Radio last year, and it said radio right there on the helicopter.
Okay. And this was in the daylight? What time was it?
It wasn't quite dark yet. It was 4:03 p.m., and I know that was the exact time because the traffic reporter came on the radio just then.
Traffic reporter. Thank you for calling in, Mr. Foster. Sorry, I'm afraid that was a false alarm, folks.
As the hours passed, the struggle at the North Pole continued. They tried everything they could think of to fight the storm and to keep a pathway clear for Santa to return. As we hear from this report, they did extraordinary things to help Santa return.
Elves here at the North Pole have been working for almost a full day trying to maintain a landing pad for bringing all of the elves and Santa home for Christmas. We've been locked in an epic 1-in-1,000-year blizzard, and snow has piled up more than 30 feet deep since the start of this storm.
Is the North Pole prepared to bring Santa and those elves home?
We're about to find out, Frank. There are several sleighs with elves sent earlier yesterday to the South Pole to complete Operation Merry Christmas, and they are about to arrive. The conditions here remain terrible. It is a whiteout out there. The lights are on, but we cannot see anything in the swirling snow. Wait, I hear something. Alarms are sounding. All personnel on the deck are now clearing out. It appears they are getting ready for some sort of landing.
Oh my, I hope this isn't dangerous.
It is very dangerous, Frank. Some elves are shielding their eyes, not able to watch what they really can't see anyway, and...
What is it, Mitch?
They made it, Frank. Everyone is just fine. They all look like Frosty the Snowman, but they are just fine. The elves are being led inside, and I would say that the North Pole Christmas party is finally about to begin.
Oh, well. All's well that ends well, I suppose. I knew it all along. Now we just need to get the 3,412 other elves and Santa and the reindeer home, and we'll be in good shape.
By now, Santa was in South America, and we learned a little bit of what Christmas is like in that part of the world.
We turn once again to Elf Rolando. In Venezuela. Rolando, has Santa been there?
No, Rusty, not yet. It's too early for Caracas. But I'm hearing radio traffic from other elves out there.
What are you hearing?
Santa must be in Brazil. The radio is alive with activity from there. I hear people cheering, and that usually means Santa's close by.
Is Santa popular in South America?
Oh, see, he's more popular even than Salvador Perez.
Who?
He just won the World Series, Rusty. You should get out more.
Santa continued on a torrid, record-breaking pace, and before long the North Pole news desk was flooded with eyewitness reports, it seemed, from everywhere. Here's another one that shared an interesting view of Santa we had not noticed before.
Hi, Sean, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Barb. Love your radio show. I've been listening all night.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. Did you see Santa, Sean?
Well, yeah, for a second I think I did.
What was he doing?
Well, I saw his backside and he was picking something up.
Well, that's an unusual vantage point.
He had landed the sleigh in the backyard because it was just too big for my roof. He picked something up, then kind of scolded one of the reindeer and was gone in a flash. It was all very fast.
Do you mean to tell me that Santa was scooping up, reindeer poop?
That's what it looked like. But it's okay, Barb. A lot of deer do that here in Wisconsin.
Despite the late hour, kids kept emailing the North Pole with their questions, and reindeer seemed to be all they wanted to talk about on this Christmas Eve. So the news crew did everything they could to share whatever information they could, as we learned in this report.
What about the reindeer crash? The kids just keep asking about the reindeer.
Well, they're doing pretty good too, Frank, but Santa had to tell them to pipe down a little while ago. They were doing a lot of whistling.
They were? I didn't know reindeer could whistle. What were they whistling?
Jingle bells. What else would they be whistling, Frank?
I don't know, Crash, but I do know that if kids out there think Santa is nearby, they can now listen for whistling reindeer.
As usual, the reports coming in from the field and live interviews reflected the locality and personalities of those residents our reporters talked to. Here's an interesting report from the state of Texas in the United States.
Joining me now from somewhere east of Tyler, Texas, is a man who goes by the name of One Word Johnny. Johnny, are you there?
Yep.
Well, that's great. Tell me, did you see Santa, sir?
Yep.
Can you tell us about it?
Nope.
Well, okay then. Want us to just take your word for it?
Yep.
You're a man of few words, aren't you, Johnny?
Yep.
Thank you for that succinct report, Johnny.
Even in the last hours of Santa's flight, the efforts at the North Pole to make it possible for Santa to return were still happening. While the world celebrated Christmas, the North Pole fought off an epic blizzard that threatened to keep Santa from returning to enjoy Christmas with Mrs. Claus. That was something the crew at the North Pole just couldn't live with. So all night long, an epic effort was made to somehow clear the way, as we hear from this report.
Pedro, what's your role there in the North Pole?
Well, like everyone else here, I'm working a snow removal rods. We want Santa to be able to come home tonight.
What does that mean that you do?
I take turn with the others. Sometimes I drive a bulldozer that pushes big piles of snow, and sometimes I have to dig with the shovel.
It sounds like really hard, cold work, Pedro.
He's not so bad. We work together. There's lots of cookies, the hot cocoa.
We never know what Santa is going to encounter in his flight, and we never know how predictive these news reports might become. Listen to this news report from the sleigh as Santa visited in Southern California, and then think of the baseball postseason this year and what this news report unknowingly predicted.
Joining me once again for an update from Santa's sleigh is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how are things in California?
Hi, Frank. It's a beautiful night for flying, but Santa's really worried about these people out here in Southern California.
What is it, Crash? Is it that drought or the earthquakes out there?
No, it's the Dodger fans, Frank. They keep riding into Santa for various things, and Santa can't do anything about it.
Why, Crash? Is it because he's just Santa and not God?
No, it's because he's a Cubs fan.
Santa gets into all kinds of situations on his Christmas flight. But he wasn't expecting an encounter with law enforcement over the skies of Juneau, Alaska, late into his flight.
Officer Ted, did you see Santa?
It had to be him, Red. I clocked him going faster than 300 miles an hour in a slow flight zone.
Are you saying that you want to give Santa a ticket? Are you kidding me?
Well, as you know, we have no highways that lead to our fair city. You only get here by boat or by plane. We have to maintain civility in the skies, even on Christmas, Red.
So, you pulled over Santa and gave him a ticket?
Well, not exactly.
Well, what happened then?
He slowed down when I cased him, and I told him he was in violation and that he needed to pull over, but he just waved and said Merry Christmas.
Well, I hope you reconsider your actions there, trooper. Was the speed limit posted?
In the sky? Are you kidding me?
We think Santa may be fighting this one in court.
It was early in the hours of Christmas morning, and Santa was still facing a rough ride into a safe landing at the North Pole. Here is the live report from the North Pole as Santa approached his landing.
Joining me first from the sleigh is our own Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, can you hear me?
Hi, Fred. This is horrible. I cannot open my eyes. I sure hope the reindeer know where they're going, because I can't see a thing.
Hang in there, Crash. We'll let you go so that you can concentrate on landing. Let's go now to Elf Mitch standing in the landing zone. Mitch, what do you see?
Almost nothing, Frank. The lights are on and we've done the best we can to clear a landing spot. The rest is now up to Santa. There go the alarms, hopefully for the final time tonight. playing close to landing, even if we can't see it. There's a boom now, and a fresh plume of snow rising up. It's over, Frank. It's over. Santa has landed, and his safe return and that of the reindeer to the North Pole is confirmed. Merry Christmas, Frank.
In the end, Operation Merry Christmas was a huge success, one followed by millions of people around the world through the broadcast on Kringle Radio. In fact, while Santa can't solve the world's problems, he makes it a little brighter with the help of his elves for one magical night or two every year. As the news crew signed off for yet another Christmas, they gave us this great reminder of what it all truly is.
Joining us once again, this time from the comfort of his own home, is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, that was quite a landing you and Santa made this morning.
Hi, Frank. Yes, I hope we never have to do anything like that again.
What was it like, Crash?
Well, it was like jumping out of an airplane with your head in a bucket and landing in a puddle of ice and snow, only to be snatched by people you can't see. We barely made it in, Frank.
Well, you're here, and that's all that matters, Crash. We're glad you made it safe. What would you say to the kids now that you're safely home and the work of Operation Merry Christmas is done?
Well, I think we all owe Santa a big thank you, Frank. You know what Santa did for me? I got up a little while ago and opened my presents, and Santa got me a whole fleet of my own drones. Is that like the coolest thing ever? And to think he did that after delivering to everybody in the world? He didn't have to do that, Frank, but he thanks everyone, and I think we all owe it to him to give him a big thank you.
Join us again this year as we track Santa with more resources than ever before. The news breaks, as it always does, at SantaUpdate.com, and once again, Kringle Radio will carry these live reports starting as Christmas Eve dawns in the far South Pacific. But Santa wants to include as many as possible in his efforts, and this year he's recruiting new elves to help him on Christmas Eve. If you're available and interested to help in his efforts, we encourage you to read more at SantaUpdate.com, SantaTracking.org, and SantaTrackers.net. Like last year, we expect this year to be one full of surprises and lots of joy.
Thank you for listening to this special joint episode of the Merry Podcast and the Merry Little Podcast. You can hear archived episodes dating back 6 years now on our website at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. For My Merry Christmas, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.